For most of us, we tend to take for granted our sight. We can't imagine what it is like to either be born blind or, as some sadly have, to lose their sight. And I'm sure some, like Nancy, could probably tell us stories about what it's like to lose your sight. She could tell us a lot of stories, what it's like for this thing that we all take for granted to be gone. Now, some of us, maybe our sight isn't perfect. You know, many of us wear glasses. Some are like me and wear contacts. We need our vision corrected, but we can still use our gift of sight. And there's so much in the world today that requires this gift of sight. And this is after we have the Americans with Disabilities Act, which makes it much easier for those who are blind to get around. Can you imagine what it was like in the time of our Lord when there was no such thing? In fact, people who were born blind were considered sinners and were shunned by the community. We see that with the Pharisees. You were born in sin and you presume to lecture us? We see that reaction. Though we might have the gift of physical sight, we all have spiritual blindnesses in our lives. Sin blinds us to a spiritual reality that we cannot see. Through that sin, our intellects and our wills are darkened. They're blinded. They have blind spots. We do not see the world as God intended us to. You can see an example of this in the first reading where the prophet Samuel was going to anoint the new king of Israel. He was going to anoint this new king to replace King Saul, who had lost God's favor. And of course, as soon as he walks in, he sees the oldest child, the firstborn, and assumes immediately this firstborn son must be the one. And God says, no, it's not him. And on down the line, until eventually he reaches the youngest, David, who of course became King David, the greatest of the Israelite kings, and the one who really set Israel as a nation, as a kingdom. You know, it's understandable that Samuel had that expectation. Even to this day in countries where there are monarchs, kings and queens, it's always the oldest son, or the oldest, of course, not always sons anymore, sons or daughters, kings or queens, but it's always the oldest who gets that position after their parents have died. So we can understand why Samuel did that. But of course, he didn't understand what God did, as it says in the scriptures. Not as man sees does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. We are blinded by sin. Sin blinds us to the spiritual reality. The spiritual realm is veiled to us. We don't see it. We don't see the fact that right now this room is filled with the saints and the angels, as it is at every Mass, because we are united with them in the worship of God. But because of sin, we can only see the physical. We can only see what is around us in creation, in the world. Because of that, it is easy for us to turn away from God and to stumble through the darkness. Stumbled thinking we might even be on the right path to following God. Well, because we have this spiritual blindness, we see two responses that we can make. And we see that when we look at the blind man and the Pharisees. The blind man believed that our Lord could heal him. The Pharisees found it incredible that he could do that. The blind man, because he believed, received the healing of his physical sight. The Pharisees doubted the healing even occurred. They called the guy's parents and said, is this your son? Was he born blind? They had to get it confirmed from his parents. The blind man was open to following our Lord. He believed in our Lord and desired to follow him, desired to be one of his disciples. The Pharisees were close to our Lord. We're not one of his disciples. We're disciples of Moses. You're one of his disciples. The blind man saw the spiritual truth and for that received his physical sight. The Pharisees did not see, even with their physical sight, who that was. And they remained closed. They remained blinded to the spiritual truth. So the question for us is, which are we? Are we the blind man or are we the Pharisees? Our Lord Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, came to cure us from that spiritual blindness that we have, came to cure us from the effects of sin in our lives, and to show us the path back to the Father, to lift that veil from the spiritual life so that we can see more clearly how God intends us to live, how he intended the world to be seen. We can seek that cure. We as Christians can become our Lord's disciples and seek that cure for our spiritual blindness. Or we can still turn away. We have the choice. We can still turn our backs on that cure. And we can succumb to the sin of pride, the sin that keeps us, like the Pharisees, from accepting the healing of our Lord, and end up focusing on how we want things to be, not how God intended, but how we want things to be. And we end up making ourselves the arbiters, making ourselves the judges of what is right and what is wrong. That's what we see in the Pharisees' response to the blind man. They had decided this is how God is going to work miracles, and that was the end of it. And the fact that our Lord did it on the Sabbath made it all the more clear to them in their determination of right and wrong that he could not be from God. We need to realize, however, that sin still affects how we see the world. Sin still affects our vision of both the physical world and the spiritual world. And this is why we must not allow our emotions to overwhelm or trump what we hear from the teachings of our Lord through his church. Because it's so easy for us to allow our emotions to say, well, I disagree with that. I don't feel that's right. Well, we need to realize that our emotions, like everything else, are affected by sin. Our thoughts and emotions can be distorted by sin and can lead us astray. So the question for us this morning is, how do we respond to our Lord, Christ, the light of the world? Do we respond like the blind man? Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? In other words, seeking the Lord. Or do we respond like the Pharisees? Surely we are not also blind, are we? And remain blind to the spiritual life as the Pharisees were. The challenge for us is to respond like the blind man and to seek the Lord.